Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we start our coverage from Carson City and Kenny Winberg.
And on the 99th day of his administration, today's guest is Governor Brian Sandoval.
On all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in 1 day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is brought to you by Allris Consulting, providing government relations and business development services since 1999. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program, on our first program from Carson City, the governor of the great state of Nevada, Brian Sandoval. Pleasure to be here, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
Allowing us to be in your house here.
Yeah, it's the people's house. So
correct. Well, thank you.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
We are the people. I wanted to talk, just to take a moment here, to talk about this room, which we've used for the last, this is now our third session here, and you're renaming the room.
Yes. No, and Governor Gwynn was the one who was responsible for what this room is called, the Annex, the Capitol Annex, and I was very proud to surprise Mrs. Gwynn not long ago, a couple weeks ago, that we've made the decision to rename this the Gwynn Room, and I think it's extremely exciting to do it in his honor. I mean, obviously, he's somebody that Nevadans have known and respected and is somebody that I consider one of my mentors, and so we have proudly named this the Kenny C. Gwynn Room, and we're going to be putting this plaque on the wall that this is dedicated to the memory of Governor Kenny C. Gwynn, educator, visionary, Nevadan. I don't know how much of a higher compliment that we can make, and I think that he should be recognized, and we'll also have a very nice portrait of him in this room as well, so that Nevadans can be reminded of what a courageous man he was and what a leader he was.
Let's turn to the topics at hand. Speaker Asagera said last week that you're irrelevant to the process. Mm-hmm. Your response to that?
Well, you know, it's tough over there. I mean, the legislators are busy. They're working long hours. People are tired. And I think that was essentially a stray comment. And, you know, the speaker and the majority leader and I have been meeting often, and we're going to continue to do that.
And what has been the result of those meetings so far?
Well, just a continued dialogue. I think you've seen in the media that there's been an agreement in terms of there are several things with regard to the budget that are going to be closed. Certainly there are going to be differences with regard to higher ed and K through 12 and health and human services. As I've said before, these are difficult decisions. I mean, they're not decisions that I take any pleasure in, but I'm looking at the whole picture in terms of the challenges that Nevadans face, that we lead the country in unemployment, we lead the country in foreclosures and bankruptcies. Businesses are barely hanging on. So the point for me is to create jobs. I want to have a very strong economy so that as we continue to come out of this, and I think we are on a gradual basis, that Nevada will be stronger for it.
Where are you as far as creating jobs? I mean, what can you point to, 4 months in and say, this is a concrete step we have taken?
Well, we've introduced a new economic development bill, which I think is landmark. I mean, our current system has been in existence for almost 30 years. Senator Bryan was the architect of the system that we have now. I think we're going to modernize it. We're going to include a catalyst fund that will allow us to bring in new companies. We're going to have a knowledge fund that will help us to commercialize some of the intellectual property that is developed at the universities. We're going to remake the way we approach economic development. The governor is going to chair the commission. That's something I talked about during the campaign, is that is an entity that should be an executive level. I've been making the phone calls to CEOs. I'm very, very encouraged by the response that I'm getting. There's some very significant companies that are seriously looking at the state of Nevada. I've been to a couple grand openings in terms of companies that have been here, particularly in the geothermal area and the solar area, renewable energy. Things are very busy at the Reno Tahoe Industrial Center. There are a lot of prospects out there. There are some significant companies that are looking both in northern and southern Nevada. So I'm very, very optimistic.
Governor, in your budget, you call for a $162 million cut in higher education funding for the general fund. Now, just last week it came out that the UNLV College Republicans are kind of upset with former U.S. Representative Dina Titus. She teaches one political science class, gets a $108,000 a year salary for that. Do you feel that the higher education system has been a good steward of public money?
Well, I've met with the chancellor. I've met with both university presidents. They understand that these are challenging economic times. I mean, one of the challenges this time is that 2 years ago they had the stimulus money, and that money's not there, and it is approximately $160 million given the economic situation that we're in. That money just wasn't there in the budget to replace. So I acknowledge the fact that they have challenges. I mean, that's a decision for the Board of Regents, for them to decide what they're going to do and how they're going to govern ongoing in the future. Again, just like me, they have some difficult decisions to make. I'm a proud graduate of the University of Nevada, and I want to see this university be stronger for this. So those are issues I'm sure they're examining.
But are you concerned about paying a professor $108,000 to teach one class? Is that the good use of public money?
Well, as I said, I'm not going to peek over the regent's shoulders in terms of the decisions they're going to make. They make their decisions. They're going to have to defend those decisions.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about mining. Now, you've obviously made it very clear, no new taxes, no new fees. But what about taking a look at mining deductions? And do you think that there's any ground there for you to turn over?
Well, no pun intended, right, Sam? But anyway, mining is a big topic of conversation. There was an issue that came up with regard to the taxation department and the auditing, and that's something that we've jumped on.
Did that not shock you?
Well, there are a lot of details associated with that. I was surprised. There's no doubt about that. And we, as I said, the Taxation Commission, myself, we've made some changes at the top with regard to the Department of Taxation. We've ordered audits of the entire mining industry. We've allowed them to bring in some auditors from the Gaming Control Board, the internal audit. So there are a lot of resources that are going into that to ensure that the mining industry is properly monitored. One of the things that we have to talk about historically since the last audit, some of those mining companies were entitled to refunds, not just deductions. So they have a very sophisticated accounting procedure, and we'll see what happens. But again, that has caught our attention. With regard to your question, that's something that I haven't been supportive of. I think the
you haven't been supportive of looking at deductions,
right? Because the mining industry does pay a lot of different taxes.
Agreed.
And you have to be careful because the price of gold comes up and down. It's just because the price of gold goes up doesn't mean that you should start raising their taxes. There are a lot of issues that go into opening the mines.
I didn't mention raising taxes. I'm just talking about taking a look at deductions.
Right. Which I think when you take that three steps forward will mean an increase in taxes for the mining industry. But you have to examine that there are several new mines that are coming online. The mines are starting to, because of the price of gold and other minerals, are starting to expand the footprint on their mines and mine gold and silver that was perhaps not economical before.
But can I say, though, that if you take that position to say that if you look at deductions, it would be a way of looking at an increase in taxes, doesn't the same thing apply to state workers and teachers when you're asking them to take furlough days and 5% pay cuts, that's the same thing?
I don't think so, Sam, and I think that's an oversimplification of things. I mean, you have to look at these things on an individual basis. You know, am I willing to look at the deductions if there are some improper ones? You know, that's part of this examination of this audit. So I, you know, in my past life, I was a federal judge, and I'm going to look at all the evidence and look at things and make decisions from there.
All right, let's take a break. More with the governor of the great state of Nevada right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention computer shoppers with past credit problems. If you've had past credit problems and want to make a change, call now. All you need is an active checking account and you're approved for our program. Bankruptcy, liens, divorce, or job loss, it doesn't matter. You're approved. We'll get you that new computer you always wanted and report on your credit so you can start to get it back on track. Call now and with your paid order, we'll add a free color printer, free MP3 music player, and a free LCD TV. You heard right. Free printer, free MP3 player, and a free LCD TV. Call now and tell us where you want your brand new computer and free gift shipped today.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Owe the IRS or state more than $10,000 in back taxes? Well, you can stop stressing right now. At Blue Tax, our team of tax professionals will remove bank levies and wage garnishments fast. Stop all collection activity immediately and negotiate a settlement on your entire tax debt. You could end up paying way less than you owe. 800-928-8948 for a free consultation. That's 800-928-8948. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. Wow!
Easier way inside local entertainment. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is brought to you by Allris Consulting, providing government relations and business development services since 1999. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the governor of the great state of Nevada, Brian Sandoval.
Hi. Governor, before you were a federal judge, you were the chair of the Nevada Gaming Commission. So I ask you, are you in favor of online poker being legalized for Nevada?
Well, as you're aware, Ray, there's a bill that's pending and being heard before the Assembly Judiciary Committee. I do believe that online gaming is the future, that if indeed it is legalized at the federal level, that the state of Nevada needs to lead and be the one that sets the model in terms of how we investigate the applicants that are seeking to be a player on that. So that's something that I've advocated are that if the federal government approves it, that Nevada should be first in terms of setting an adequate regulatory structure.
So you're saying that it should be legalized at the federal level and not at the legislature?
Well, and again, you've got to be respectful. There's the supremacy clause, and you mentioned you know, my prior legal background and as the attorney general as well. I don't think it's wise for the state of Nevada to get sideways with the Justice Department in terms of the legal the position of the Justice Department with regard to the legalization of internet gaming. If indeed Congress passes a law, which they examined last December, there is pending legislation right now that the federal government and Congress is looking at. If it happens, and if online poker is legalized, I think the state of Nevada should be positioned to be first. We have historically always been the leader in the United States as well as the world with regard to gaming regulation, and we should maintain that position.
Okay, so would you, if this online poker bill is approved by the legislature, it comes over to your desk, would you veto it because of your concern about the federal government?
Well, it depends what form that it comes in, Ray. I mean, that's one of the things. I'm sending over a letter right now, or today, as a matter of fact, to the chairman of the Judiciary Committee to reinforce what I've just said today, which is we have to ensure that we are not in contravention of the federal law.
Okay.
The chairman of the Gaming Commission, Peter Bernhard, is up for reappointment. Do you plan to reappoint him?
Well, I'm going to meet with the current chairman to talk about that.
And does it have anything to do with this whole Dottie situation where he didn't recuse himself?
Well, that's been an issue that's been in the media. Pete Bernhard is somebody that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. In fact, he was my successor as chairman of the Gaming Commission. He's been the chairman for the past 10 years. I'm going to be meeting with him in the very near future. I believe that appointment is due on April 29th.
Correct.
So it's just around the corner.
So do you feel positive that you are going to reappoint him?
Well, again, Sam, I'm going to talk to him to see, you know, how he feels about it, and we'll move from there.
Now, Governor, last week I interviewed you about a story I did for the Gazette Journal about your first 100 days in office. And one of the questions that I asked you is, are you having fun as governor? And you kind of, you know, adeptly sidestepped it and talked about the responsibility that you feel to all Nevadans. So, you know, you get to drive a big car and you get to live in the mansion. So is this any fun being the governor, or is it just a lot of work because of the economic situation?
Well, first I'll say, Ray, I don't think I sidestepped the question.
Okay.
I have a profound respect for, as you say, the responsibility that I have as the governor. I take it extremely seriously. I'm very passionate about the state. I grew up here. I was educated here. I went to grade school, the university. My entire professional life has been here. The state and its people have been very good to me. So I'm working extremely hard to make this the best state that it can be. We have issues that the state has not had to confront in its history. So that's where my focus is. Yes, it's a privilege to live in the governor's mansion. You know, it's a privilege to be out there on behalf of the people of the state of Nevada. But I, you know, again, I'm out there with the military. I was at a military ball this weekend and a luncheon. I've been working very closely with General Burks and the veterans. Education is an issue. That's where my focus is right now.
Okay.
Let's take a break more with the governor when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Is your child happy in school? Is the pace too fast or too slow? Does your child need a more flexible or individualized approach? You do have another choice. Online learning from K-12, a full-time alternative to the traditional classroom, available as a tuition-free public school option. Call now for your free information kit to learn more. K-12 is a fully accredited program parents and teachers enthusiastically endorse.
I made a switch to online learning because I saw a blossoming of kids' excitement for education.
Our state-certified teachers customize lesson plans and guide learning. Kids work at the level and pace just right for them without classroom distractions. And books and supplies are included.
The ability to have the online school and still be part of a public school system is priceless.
Nevada Virtual Academy is currently accepting students in grades K through 12. Call K-12 today or go online to learn more.
This segment is brought to you by Allris Consulting, providing government relations and business development services since 1999. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the governor of the great state of Nevada, Brian Sandoval. What do you think about this meth bill that's been proposed by the DA out of Carson City, where you would have to get a prescription and the costs would go through the roof for the average person, especially if you don't have insurance? It would clog up the whole medical system for people trying to get cold medicine.
No, it's a challenging bill, and the district attorney of Carson City is Neil Rombardo. He's somebody that I know and respect. He was one of my deputies when I was the attorney general. He works extremely hard. I've sat with Senator Leslie, who's the proponent of the bill, and it does. There are some very strong competing issues here with regard to access on the medical side, but with regard to the meth labs and the way what they're doing right now in terms of there are groups of people that come into this state, they purchase large volumes of that type of medicine, and then they take it to California and manufacture all this meth. So it's one of those things. I'm following the bill. Given my law enforcement background, I'm very sensitive to that issue with regard to public safety. As a former judge, I used to see people come before me all the time that the root of their problems were methamphetamine and their addiction to that, causing them to commit crimes. So the other side, there's a valid argument there. So I'm, again, tracking this bill, waiting to see if it does get through the legislature.
Because, you've got kids, you've got a wife. When a cold comes to the house, everybody gets it. Would that mean that everybody was going to have to go to the doctors and clog up the system there, as against being able to go to your... Because right now, you can go to the pharmacy, it's behind the counter, you have to sign for it, you have to show a license. Isn't that enough?
Well, again, Sam, you're arguing or discussing one end of the argument, and I get that. I get it really well. And, it's not just clogging up the system. It's those that may not be able to afford to get a doctor visit, people that may not have access to a doctor. Sometimes you can't get an appointment for a few weeks, and if you do have a cold, there are people that were, like my daughter. If she gets a cold, she has an issue with her lungs, and it immediately escalates. So, again, I'm very, very sensitive to that. Those are the arguments that I'm weighing right now.
Governor, even though you were elected and stand on a no new taxes platform, they are discussing tax increases at the legislature. Are you confident that both the Senate Republicans and the Assembly Republicans will stand by you on a no new tax platform when it's time to vote on this?
Yeah. Well, part of your question assumes, I know there's a discussion over there, I still haven't seen a plan. And
right.
And that is something even the majority leader has conceded that he has a plan and he's not going to disclose it till maybe after the economic forum meets. So I don't think it's fair to say that, there's a legitimate discussion going on over at the legislature. I'm meeting with both Republican caucuses often, at least once a week. I'm meeting with individual legislators. In fact, I've met with all 63. And it's a matter of, the Republicans, at least in my conversations with them, agree that this would be the worst time to raise taxes, given what we talked about earlier in this program with regard to the hardship to Nevada families and to Nevada businesses. But that's not to mention that they don't all realize and understand that this is a difficult situation, that with the spending reductions, it will have impacts on health and human services, K through 12, and higher ed.
Okay, now, it seems to me the legislature is kind of running in place through the month of April until the economic forum numbers come out, although five tax bills have been introduced. There's talk over there that the economic forum projections will be as much as $100 million more than they were in December. Do you have any sense of what their projections will be? Do you think it'll be better than it was in December?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball, obviously,
right.
But and you have an economist from our budget department and an economist from the legislature and then an independent one. Yeah, I'm optimistic. Things are gradually improving with regard to sales tax and gaming tax and other indicators. If indeed we have a surplus over when the economic forum meets, my how I would spend that money is K through 12. That's where I would like to put the money.
What about autism and some other issues in health and human services? Because your ad back list had plenty of those when it was released last week.
No, and you're right, Ray. You hit it right on the back, on target, is that we were also very conservative with our enrollments in Medicaid. And because of that, we now have $40 million to spend. And I have said that I would put it into autism, health and human services for children, mental health services, as well as services for seniors. Those are my priorities in that budget.
Let me ask you about a thing that the Democrats picked up on, the state Democrats, was the fact that Tim Pawlenty mentioned you as a potential vice presidential candidate. Do you regret that he said that?
I don't know if I regret it. I mean, it's just Tim Pawlenty is somebody that I met when I was running for governor. He's somebody that I have a lot of respect for. I mean, I appreciate that he said that, but I'm absolutely committed to serving a full term as governor. I've made a commitment to the people of this state, and I'm going to work every day of my term to make this the best state it can be.
All righty. I want to talk to you about Zappos, moving from Henderson to downtown Las Vegas. Have you had communications with that company to see why it is that they were so excited to move into downtown Las Vegas?
I have not, but I think I've heard the mayor speak about it, Mayor Goodman, and he's extremely excited about it. I think that'll help redevelopment efforts in the city of Las Vegas. They must have certainly seen a great opportunity, and I think it's another step in the revitalization of that part of town.
We've seen stabilization on the Strip, but the locals market in Las Vegas is still fairly soft. Is that the last sign that we're actually coming off the bottom, is when the locals market for gaming comes back in Las Vegas?
Well, I think it's improving, but if you talk to stations, and I think they just added 1,200 positions, so that's what I, at least in my interpretation, an indicator that things are getting better and they're starting to ramp up as things improve.
Are you optimistic?
I am. I'm absolutely optimistic. I mean, these are tough times, but I think the future of our state is bright.
Thank you for kicking off our shows from Carson City.
We'll be here
for the next couple of months. Hopefully you'll be back again before too long.
We'll be
right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
They are the innovators who bring the world's most advanced heart treatments to northern Nevada. They were first to place heart stents, first to perform heart angioplasty, and first to use Da Vinci robotic surgery to perform highly specialized heart procedures. They're the expert hands you'll find at Renown, and they make the remarkable happen every single day. Learn more at remarkablerecoveries.renown.org.
Let me give you some free legal advice. I'm Angela Bolentini. If you live in the Carson City area, call for a free case evaluation. We're here to help. Call right away.
Call 882-6112. Call right away.
It's as big as it gets. It's the biggest sale ever. On now for a limited time at Lithia Hyundai of Reno. How big? 0% APR financing on used vehicles.
That's big.
That's on top of already low prices at our entire inventory. We ask our lenders to help our friends. They came through with 0% interest on used vehicles. Get more car for your money. Get a great used vehicle, great low price, and 0% APR financing. Our biggest sale ever. But it's only for a limited time at Lithia Hyundai of Reno.
Win a one-night stay, dinner for two, and free show tickets in celebration of the Carson Valley Inn's first anniversary. Just log on to MyNews4.com today for your chance to win. The Carson Valley Inn's first anniversary celebration is April 15th through 17th, so sign up now.
I think someone at my friend's school has this thing called autism. My friend's brother's son has autism. My neighbor's son has autism. My son has autism.
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks. Tomorrow's guest is Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Stephen Horsford of Las Vegas.
Right here on Nevada Newsmakers.